We
We
have
got more than a
not.
quorum.
Yes.
So,
All right, let's the network says it's 6:02.
I'll be home in like 1 minute, so.
Huh?
He's going to be off for like
Let's
1 minute, he
come to
said.
order. Dr. Wagner, would you please call the roll?
I shall indeed. Commissioner Holly.
Present.
Commissioner Hertz.
I am present.
Commissioner McQueen.
Present.
Commissioner Gonzalez. I don't think we'll be able to join us. Al Flasher Jr. Commissioner, I'm sorry. Al
Present.
is here. Mark Harvey is not able to join us. Commissioner Gascon is here.
I'm here. Yep. I'll
He's
be home in
somewhere.
1 minute.
He's So we do have a quorum, and attorney, City Attorney John Mulligan is with us as well.
I'm here.
Thank you, Peggy, if I might jump in real quick. Thank you all for joining us on this kind of a special planning commission meeting. This is something I should have had on the April plan commission agenda, but I didn't realize the time sensitive nature of the petition. So I told Caroline Saunders that I would call this special meeting, and here we are.
Okay. Do we have any comments from the public on non-agenda items?
We do not, Madam Chair.
All right. We have no minutes for approval. So let's address our only item of business, which is case SUB 24-03. That is a request for a major subdivision record plat at 8676 Olive, a part of what is otherwise known as the Marketed Olive. The applicant is U City LLC. A public hearing is not required, but a vote is required. So, can we? And it would appear that Mr. Chapin is
Yeah,
joining
and
us.
if there he is. Hi, Noah, how you doing? I was able to promote you to a painless. So,
Hi, everybody. Sorry about
so
that.
thank you. And so we'll do the introductions here in just a moment. I've asked Caroline Saunders with the Marketed Olive Bunch to give a 30-second or so
Great. Thank you.
representation of why we're here this evening.
Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline Saunders. I appreciate your time this evening. So you may or may not remember, we were planning on putting a Dierbergs on this existing lot five, this parcel, and
Yes.
that deal has since gone by the wayside. And so now we are looking to resubdivide this parcel into four separate lots so that we can begin leasing and putting buildings on the outlots and find a sub anchor for the what would be now the smaller lot one. John Wagner, I forgot to mention that I may want to renumber the lots instead of lot one, two, three, and four, only because Costco's parcel happens to be lot one as well. It's just a lot one of a different plat. I don't know that it totally matters, but
No, if you can get me the revised plot plat in the next couple of days, because I got to get it to the city council
okay.
by next Wednesday. If you can get that plat to me, I will incorporate it into the city council stuff.
Okay. I mean, it may or may not get done that quickly by Grimes, but I will definitely find out. But anyway, I apologize for the diversion. But that's the request, is to subdivide what is now one big lot into four separate lots, so we can go ahead and get financing on the outer lots to start leasing those to potential tenants.
And that was going to be a problem if it waited until May. So that's why we're here this evening.
Right. So there's a financing issue and there's a timing issue with some of the tenants that they want to move in faster. And we can only move as fast as, we basically have to have this plat first, then get the financing in place, and then, start the buildings. And so we're kind of up against a little bit of a time crunch. I believe David Hutkins working with some tenants that are eager to be able to move into our planned buildings on these parcels. I don't know who those tenants are, but that's my understanding.
You have a tenant for lot one.
We are working. We've been trading lots and lots and lots of term sheets with the tenant for lot one. I Nothing's signed and nothing's you know, signed, sealed, and delivered. But yes, that has been put, we've been pushing on that hard, pretty hard for since Dinger Works walked away.
That's wonderful. I'm sure it's been a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, I think Costco's really proven the market, and that's helped. Costco's done better than their own expectations and their own, you know, what even the underwriters thought they would do. So that's definitely helped. It's proven itself that, you know, that it's a great market and great place to be in. So hopefully we'll get there sooner rather than later.
Great.
And Caroline, just so you know, this will be on the May 13th and then the May 28th City Council agenda. So it won't be approved until May 28th.
Okay. That's so. Perfect.
All right. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Ms. McQueen.
Just one question about lot one. Is that behind the other three lots? I mean, is there going to be like a drive? Side drive to get to lot one, because that looks like it's in the back.
So yes, I mean, these are just the I agree with you, it's a little bit confusing. These are only the property lines. There will be shared access drives that signalize intersection that kind of comes at, you know, at Costco will turn in to the south and then be able to I don't know, like a curved road maybe to serve lot 1, 2, 3, and 4. So they'll come in off that signalized intersection, and I believe a right in down to all that would serve all of those lots. But yes, there would be shared access for lot one.
Mm.
Okay.
Thank you. Caroline, previously you were contemplating two outlots there. When Dierbergs was under consideration, was it Dierbergs and two outlots located? Now you've got three,
right? Dierbergs didn't want that much traffic. They wanted all the parking for their store, and we couldn't accommodate, you know, we couldn't accommodate any more outlots and meet Dierbergs parking ratios, and then also, you know, their type of uses that they wanted on their parcel. And Dierbergs for the longest time drove that site plan. I don't know if you remember, but mm-hmm. they weren't separate lots. It was all one lot with three different buildings on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And so we basically stalled our negotiations with any outlots because Dierbergs wanted to drive that train and now they're, you know, out of the picture. And so we can do something that fits the needs of tenants that are wanting, you know, to be there and that would satisfy parking ratios.
So you're contemplating three tenants then in the front?
That's my understanding. Yes. I'm trying to see if I have an updated site plan. I don't think I do. But yes.
Okay.
Are there other questions for the applicant? Mr. Gaskin?
Just to clarify on the process. So at this point, all we're talking about is the subdivisional lots. We would still see preliminary development plans and final development plans, or John, can you?
Yeah, we're, when I was talking to Larry some time back, he was kind of mulling that issue over, and I told him, I said, well, let's just get the subdivision plat through and then we'll talk about the final development plan. I think it's going to be, Mr. Mulligan may have some input on this, but it may just be a series of amended, I mean, maybe the final development plan will come in and it'll be a series of amended final development plans.
Okay, so no
Okay. I'm sorry?
So no preliminary development plan and then final?
No,
just final.
I would imagine we'll have to amend the preliminary development plan by resolution. So you guys will see that part again, and it'll be kind of it'll probably get somewhat messy, I think, but we'll manage to get through it with the least amount of heartburn possible, although John's already got some, maybe. I can tell do that, there's heartburn.
Yeah. The reason I was asking was just to get a better understanding of kind of what kind of questions and responsibilities we have now versus things that we're going to potentially be asking in the future. So that's
indeed. And it might be a final, I don't know what the, I don't know if they know what the anchor tenant's going to be in this area. So it certainly may change a fair number of things, but this is just the first step in the process.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. And so, the council previously approved, after the Plan Commission recommended approval, of a zoning map amendment for this location, and that was done on March 6th of 2023. So that, and there was a preliminary development plan associated with that map amendment, never a final development plan. So so Dr. Wagner's correct. We'll have to either look at amending that plan via the final development plan, or basically repealing that ordinance and starting anew. And it'll depend on the changes. My guess is we may have to start anew on that one.
More than likely.
Yeah, and we also, as you may recall, we rezoned a few properties on Mayflower Court.
Some residential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we may want to revisit that as well once we have the final plans for this.
If the buffer is still required, maybe that stays, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other questions? All right. Do I hear a motion to recommend council approval of the record plat for 8676 Olive as presented?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Fleischer. And is there any discussion? Hearing none. Will all those in favor please signify by raising your hands? All right, thank you. Let the record show that the five commissioners present unanimously voted to approve the record plat. That measure is approved.
Thank you.
Is there any other business that commissioners would like to bring up? So let's do introductions.
Hold on. Madam Chair, would you mind adjourning the meeting and then we'll talk to Noah?
I'm sorry, John.
Peggy, would you mind adjourning the meeting and then we'll talk to Noah?
Okay. Let me see. Chuck, do you want to talk a little bit about last night's casual discussion?
Yeah, just to kind of give everybody a quick update, Peggy and I had a chance to meet with, I think, six of the chairs of the various boards and commissions to really just hit the high level overview of the different parts of the comprehensive plan and put together a little bit of structure as to kind of what the next steps are going to look like, such as having the chairs review the key action items, meet with staff, so that they're on the same page with staff, and then ultimately to meet with their respective board or commission to start to think about what action items are pressing right now, which ones are going to be coming up in the future. And we also talked a lot about coordination, and that was very well received. And I thought we had a great conversation just about, you know, what next steps have to take place with respect to kind of where we overlap and where we're going to be partnering. And what it will look like to start working with one another on some of these big issues that are in front of us, particularly as it relates to flooding, green space, and development. So it was just a quick, brief introduction meeting, but I think at least my impression was it seemed like all the information was very well received. And I think it was we're off to a really good start. So
that's terrific.
Yeah.
Was this an in-person meeting or a Zoom?
Can I break in real quick?
Yep.
Caroline, you don't need to stay for this part of the meeting if you don't want to. I'll be in touch about the city council meeting.
Okay. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure. Thanks, everyone.
Yep. Yeah.
Thanks. Take care.
But as we had only one representative from each of the boards and commissions, with the exception of Chuck and I both being there from plan, We were, you know, well below quorum for any of the city entities. So it was an informal session.
Yeah, really just touch base to get everybody kind of remember, hey, we did this a couple months ago. We've got work to do coming up, and let's start thinking about it so that we can move forward. So,
Ms. McQueen.
Yes. What was, who were the six? I mean, who did you touch?
So we had HPC. We had Green Practices. We had Stormwater. We had Parks. We had the Library Board. And I'm just like gobsmacked at how the by the way, we met at the library. And then if you've not been in the new library, it's worth a visit. And Chuck,
Parks, I feel like we're forgetting Senior Commission. Did you say that one?
Yes, Senior. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry. And you said the first one was what you gave acronym?
Historic Preservation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Caroline, you changed.
Larry, how are you doing?
I'm Larry Chapman now. Sorry. I took her link because I don't know if I could get on.
Oh, we're all done. It's
well, we're done.
Yeah,
you're cleared. I
was stuck in a car. I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know where we were. I just ran in. So that's awesome. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Thanks.
All righty, Larry. I'll give you a call in the next couple of days.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. So unless there is any other business to be conducted, this meeting is officially adjourned.
Cool.
And now we get to stop recording and informally.